It's time to hear from the voice of the Brewers.
Fly ball center field. It's hit well. Grisham back. It is gone! Another Mother's Day miracle for the Brewers.
Jeff Levering is brought to you by Carbless Premium ready-to-drink cocktails. Carbless. Liss is more. Find Carbless at your local grocer today.
Appreciate a little Huey Lewis in the news to bring me in today. Love that.
Thank you. And I love Huey Lewis in the news, so I'm all about it.
Jeff Levering on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
We will get back to the Giannis Antetokounmpo story and news in just a little bit. But last night was fun. Again, until about 11 o'clock when the Giannis trade happened. Before that, Brewers, that was fun. Our guy Jeff Levering on the call on Brewers TV. Brandon Woodruff getting back from injury. Woody looked really good. Can't wait to talk about it. What's going on, Jeff? How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. I mean, slow news day, right?
Yeah.
Nothing going on?
No, nothing going on. So, yeah, we can take our time, stretch, talk as long as we want about the Brewers right now, right?
Do you have any?
Yeah, man, let's do it.
Did you have any chili?
No. I am an anti-Skyline chili guy.
Attaboy.
I am with you.
Yeah. Attaboy.
That was a one-time deal, and I'm not going to say I'm better for it because I'm not. anytime you're putting chili on noodles, I got an issue with it.
Yeah, noodles.
So
yeah,
it's just.
Yeah, noodles
it becomes
something
with
else.
Me there.
Yeah. You, it becomes something else if you're adding noodles to your chili. But let's get to the good
it's just
stuff.
Not me.
I mean, how fun was it to watch Brandon Woodruff do what he was able to do last night? Because I would say that his rehab start was fine, but I didn't see that coming last night with what he was able to do.
No, and here's the thing though, it was the same exact thing that he did in Miami last year. He's kind of okay in his rehab starts, and then the bell rings. The lights get brighter in Miami when he comes back pitching for the first time in almost two calendar years, and he deals against the Marlins. He shows up yesterday, and he's perfect through 5 1/3. And granted, he was 89 miles an hour in the first inning, but in the second, he was 91, and then he was 93, and then he was 94. And he just keeps getting better as the game goes on, and the fastball's got that late jump on it, and then that changeup is nasty, and the cutter's coming alive. He basically did it with two pitches, four-seam fastball, sinker, and a handful of changeups last night. He struck out 10. I mean, I'm just so glad that he's a Brewer, and I'm so glad that the Brewers brought him back. I know it was a qualifying offer, and it was his option to take it. But at the same time, I'm so glad that he is a Brewer. He would look so different in a different uniform. And he said it before the game yesterday, I just want to get back in the fight. I want to get back in the fight. It's weird being a leader and trying to be a leader when you can't do it yourself. And that guy could be a difference maker moving forward. You got 2.5 months left of this baseball season, actually 3.5 months left of this baseball season, and he's going to be a huge part of this thing.
Well, let me ask you this, Jeff. From a front office standpoint, you know, Woody looked like him, his old self, looked unbelievable. Does that now afford the front office to maybe pivot off of Scooble and go with a Scooble light? Someone who's not going to cost him as much to be the number four guy. Whereas if he came out and got rocked and didn't look good, you know what I'm saying? Does it now change the way they may proceed at the deadline?
I think it may change the calculus a bit. But again, he's got to go out there and he's got to continue to do this for another 3.5 months.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not going to go 6 innings, 10 strikeouts, 1 hit, no walks every
what?
Time. He's not like Jacob. I know. What? Am I taking crazy pills?
How dare you?
Come on. Jacob Mizorowski gave up 2 runs in an outing. What is happening?
That's horrible.
Put him on the trade block. Yeah, it's over.
I know, right? So I would say that it may change the calculus, but I think that as the Brewers have one more off day on Thursday, and then they go into the All-Star break playing 18 games in 17 days. Their rotation is going to look different, right? You're going to have guys available. You might have Drone come out of the bullpen for a day. You may have Gasser come out of the bullpen one day. Those guys could start. We're going to see what's going to happen here over the next 2.5 weeks before the All-Star break hits. And once you get through the break, then you put the pedal to the metal and you get going. I don't know if it changes their trajectory on making a potential deal. You still got another 6 weeks to make that decision. I think August 3rd is the trade deadline. So you still have some time. I am curious who your Scooble Light is, though, that you're thinking of.
I defer to Gabe. Not real good with names.
Even when he knows the names, even when he knows the names, he's not good at the names, Jeff. That's the problem.
All right. We'll keep track on Scooble Light, then.
They call me the butcher.
Jeff Levering joining us on the Yingling guest hotline. I'm assuming they're going to kind of be careful with Woody as well in terms of, and again, because they have 18 games in 17 days and they had a bunch of off days front loaded. So as we continue to go on the season, they're going to have long stretches without off days after the All-Star break. And it feels like they've been careful at times with Miz, where he has pitched every, you know, sixth day instead of every fifth day. Can they do the same with Woody because of the depth that they have in the bullpen and the guys who can pitch out of the bullpen and the guys who can pitch in the rotation? Can they be careful with Woody as well as Miz as they continue in the second half?
I think they can. They have the ability to do that. And you also have to be somewhat careful with Kyle Harrison too, because of innings, right? So, I mean, Miz is going to crush his career innings. Brandon Woodruff is coming off of 60 innings a year ago, so you're going to have to be really careful with him moving forward too. Maybe he gets 100 innings this year, but that, again, he's got to get there. And for Kyle Harrison, he had 24 starts in the big leagues a couple of years ago. He had some injury issues last year. You do have to play with kid gloves at times with him too. So those are three guys that you really need to keep an eye on innings wise. But they do have the depth. They've proven they have the depth. Logan Harrison's going to come back at some point. He can give you some innings. So I think that they can be careful, but at the same time, push the pedal to the metal when they need to.
Jeff, they just finished a series with one of the best teams in baseball, that being Atlanta. Now, they lost a series, but it could have gone either way. After watching those three games, from a talent standpoint, is it a push or is someone a little better than the other?
I thought the Brewers should have won all three games. They had chances to win all three games. They did not hit with runners in scoring position at all in the series. You know, in game one, if you're 6 inches one way or the other on the throw home, Jackson Churio's safe.
How did Baldwin hold on to it? On top of that, like, I still don't understand how Baldwin held on to that ball at home plate.
No, I think Churio's knee kept the baseball in the glove, to be honest with you. That's the only way it happened, and it didn't dislodge it. It just jammed it further into the glove. So that's one play. If Joey Ortiz gets a runner over to third, there's a fly ball to left the very next play, which is a sacrifice fly, which gives you an extra run in game one. Game two, they had the lead and a couple of pop-ups like we were playing in Las Vegas, get out of the ballpark for Ozzie Albies. So I think the Brewers outplayed the Braves in that series. Now, they're down a couple of starting pitchers. They're down Ronald Acuna. I get that. I understand all that. But I thought the Brewers outplayed the Braves in that series in their ballpark. I'm curious to see what their series is going to look like in August when you've got two games in Milwaukee and then one game in Williamsport, Pennsylvania to finish out that series. It's going to be a lot of fun. I think that, of course, you got another series with the Dodgers coming up in Los Angeles, but to me, it's those three teams. It's any of those three teams, any combination, any order. I think those, the Brewers, the Dodgers, the Braves, they're the class of Major League Baseball.
How has Jackson Churio just become, it's like he flipped a switch in terms of how selective he's being up at the plate. It's been fun to watch, you know, ever since he's come back, but he's drawn more walks, he's getting deeper into counts, and he's still hitting the ball really hard, seemingly every at-bat.
Yeah, he's growing up right before our eyes. And he's a 2020 guy each of his first two seasons. He missed a month last season. He's missed a month so far this year. And it looks like he's going to be another 2020 this season. He's already got 10 homers. He's got to steal some more bases to get there, but he'll be all right. He's just amazing. For me, I was describing it to some of the Reds broadcasters before the game yesterday. He's so quiet at the plate. He doesn't have all this herky-jerky stuff. Not that that's a problem. Everybody does their own thing getting ready to hit. But he's just so quiet. It's almost like he's got a two-strike approach every time he comes to the plate, whether it's 0-0 or 0-2, it looks the same. And he is discerning the right pitches that he can swing at and do damage with now. It's not just, okay, free swing and here we go. I'm going to make contact. I don't care where this pitch is. And I'm going to get on base just because I'm super talented. It is, I'm going to do damage with this. And if I'm not going to do damage with it, I'm just going to take it. It's a beautiful thing to watch. He is growing up right before our eyes.
Well, to your point of how simple it is, one of my favorite things about watching him is there are times where he will take, you know, whether it's the first pitch of that or whatnot, he takes the pitch and like he doesn't move. Like his feet stay where they are. Yeah, he probably has a little bit of sway in the upper body, but his feet don't move and he's just, no, I'm ready for the next one. Bring on the next one. It's a super simple approach and it's a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, it is. And it's also, I love the fact that you mentioned that too, that he stays where he is. Sometimes he'll grab some dirt and push it around, but most of the time his feet are grounded. And then maybe he'll sniff the bat or something, or he'll take a pitch and he'll just do the thing with his lips. He'll just go, I got you. Okay. Let's go. I'm engaged now. Here we are. You and me, bro.
Jeff, you think Pratt will be back in the lineup tonight?
Yes, I do. I do think he'll be back in the lineup. He was in there late last night, too. So, I mean, I called it last night. I thought Pratt, there was a wild pitch that got the second run in the 10th inning. But I said it before the inning to Vinny, who was sitting next to me. And I went, I think Pratt's going to get a big hit right here. I feel good about that. And then Mitchell scored, and then he hit a fly ball to right field, and it was over. But I was really happy with the game that Joey Ortiz had last night. He played great at short at the beginning of the game. He moves over to third base in the seventh inning, whenever that was, plays great at third base. And going into the 10th, Pat Murphy had a decision. Do I pinch hit Gary Sanchez here for Joey Ortiz with second and third and one out? And if you do that, then you have to see Sal Frelick at third base. And you kind of mess around with your defensive alignment for the bottom of the 10th inning with maybe a one-run lead, maybe a two-run lead. I don't know. So Pat Murphy rode with Joey Ortiz. He gets the sacrifice fly. And oh, by the way, he makes an unbelievable play to end the game at third base. So I was happy for Joey. I was really happy for Joey. But yes, Cooper Pratt more than likely will be in there. And I bet Joey Ortiz is starting at third base today, too.
We got to hit our quota with Sal Frelick.
I was going to let it go. I was looking at the clock
and I'm like, how's Sal? Is he back to normal? I thought I saw you had a 2-for-4 game. Was that against Atlanta? Did I see?
Yeah, Sunday with a 2-run double.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's back.
He's got five doubles. He's got five doubles here in this month of June. He had five doubles for the entire season coming into this month. He's having better ABs. I know I say that every single week, but he is having better at-bats, and they need him. They need him. He made a play, was in Sunday's game, where I didn't think he had a chance at trying to make this play. It was a foul ball down the right field line. He Spider-Mans his way on top of the wall and ends up in some Brewers fan's lap. Didn't take any of his nachos, but he was in his lap. You're going, why this play? Everybody would have given up on this play. Everybody, except for Sal Frelick, because he's sacrificing everything he can, and he ended up getting a glove on the ball. How did he get a glove on that ball?
What do you think he'd run the 40 in?
I'm not thinking he's a he's not a blazer, but he's a really good base runner. There's a big difference. You can be fast, and you can be a good base runner without being, you know, speed fast. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I would have been a hell of a base runner.
Smart base runner too, right? Yeah. Good instincts.
Yeah, real good instincts. Yes, yeah. That's what everyone getting, knows. Good reads. For. Yeah.
I don't know about the sliding part.
I don't know. Being
stay
6'8".
Away from the head first stuff.
Yeah. I mean, you get your hand in there. You got a little extra advantage there with your length.
Maybe we can get you an oven mitt too, which gives you another 3 or 4 inches too.
I got them right here. Really good. I got my burn pit little.
Oh my God. Gloves.
Jeff, we always appreciate it. Love catching up with you on Tuesdays. Have fun in Cincinnati. Stay away from the chili, my friend.
I will. Grater's ice cream it is, but no chili.
Nice.
No skyline.
Jeff Levering joins us.
Yep.
each and every week here on Tuesday on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. More on Giannis in the trade. We want to hear from you on the Carbless Talking Text Line, 800-990-3776. That is next. Ewald Automotive Group is celebrating America's 250th birthday with as little as $250 down or $250 a month. Ewald makes it easy to drive the new or used vehicle to fit your lifestyle. Celebrate America's 250th with Ewald Automotive. $250 down or $250 a month. Available on over 1,500 vehicles at every Ewald dealership location. With so many vehicles to choose from, finding the right one has never been easier. Go to ewaldauto.com.